Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And believe it or not, the 2 hours has gone by. We're going into the last segment of the Christina Lou Show. And I just want to talk about two things. The first one is we were acknowledging Project Independence and the staff over there, which is tremendous. And they kudos for what they've gone through with this pandemic. I also want to take on behalf of me and Otto and Christina to acknowledge Dan Cox, because Dan is the one that's keeping this radio show going, and he's therefore keeping our TV program going. And without him, none of this would be possible whatsoever. He puts up with us, which is of itself, it's tremendous. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah, but John, we have to put up with Dan too.
As Otto said, listen, it works.
All right, Otto, that's where I draw the line.
Don't tell him that until the show's over. We can put the hold on us, Otto. Come on.
He's going to cut that cord.
I mean, okay, keep going with the credit for Dan, John.
Yeah, remember, Otto, I can just cut you off immediately. I just hit a button and you're gone.
He's going to permanently mute Otto. Oh, that's great. No, but
it's true. I mean, when you got to look back on what Deborah was saying earlier, you know, you got to be appreciative and you got to see who's touching who and did we know it. And Dan is one of those people that he could have walked away from this. He still would get paid and say, I'll see you whenever we're back. And a year would have went by.
Then his Fridays wouldn't be as fun.
No, it would have fallen apart and it would be happening. Really. So for him, and I'm very sincere with that from all
Absolutely.
Of us. Thank you. None of this would be happening without you. And now I'm going to share my acupuncture story.
Yes.
So, enough people know, listen to this, I have issues going on. But I started acupuncture 2 weeks ago. And prior to my first acupuncture appointment, I was in a lot of pain. And Christina sent me an amethyst heart, which I keep. And I have it in a little pouch that's in my bag. And so I went for my first acupuncture appointment. And the woman's going over my body, but I have this pouch in my hand. And she says to me, you have a very strong connection of amethyst going through your body. And amethyst is a very healing stone. Okay, could have been a wild guess. I don't know. But it was wow. So then she's talking to me. And then she says to me, your spirit animal is a white horse. Said a white horse. I don't know what you're talking about. I had no connection to it. And it was 20 minutes later when it hit me. About 2 months ago, I saw a picture on Facebook of a white horse. And it says, this is getting harder, sighed the little boy. And then underneath it, it says, every step you take is a victory. And it's a white horse. So she tells me I have a connection to a white horse.
Wow. And
20 minutes later, it hit me because I keep this on my desk because some days are not good. And if it wasn't for Peter's my white horse. Ultimately, at the end of the day, he knows he's my white horse. This is what she hooked up with. That's my acupuncturist. I'm sticking with her. I was like, guess what?
I love it. I'm sticking with her. And you want to hear something weird? Is that one of my friends is very involved in acupuncture and Reiki and all these and crystal stuff. And I was having a conversation with her the other day. And what's weird, she said to me, do you have some kind of connection to horses?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I'm like, she's like, you sure there's nothing in your house? I was like, listen, lady, you haven't been in my house. There's probably horse. God only knows what kind of stuff I've been. She's like, you don't have any, statues, anything. I'm like, so then, and I was real, there's certain little things I said, I love, a horse, and I've been talking about my husband, but it's very interesting, John. So that's what she was claiming is something that I'm very connected to. So
it's amazing. I agree. It's so, and she does a good job. I'm definitely feeling better with it. But those are two, and you have to be awake and you have to be aware.
Right.
I could have said that's just stupid and closed down.
Of course.
But I have nothing to lose by saying, she's supposed to be with me at this point in my journey.
Yeah.
And we see where we go.
Listen, and I think that that's amazing, you know, and I think that's the key. What you said is that you have to be open, right, to certain things. You know, we were laughing during the break because I was saying, like, at this point, I'll give anything, you know, a try that'll help out. But, you know, it's, and I think that that's the thing. Like, listen, some, it won't work for certain people, these things.
100%, right.
It's just not, they're not, you know, and I think a huge part of it is, you know, you have to have a mind connection to certain things, you know, and whether that's making it, you know, better, whatever it is, at the end of the day, if it's working, it's working.
Right.
So, you know,
how often do you go, John?
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
On Tuesday, right next door to my building. And on Saturday in Roslyn, they have three locations. And she was also very honest. She said, come for somewhere between 4, 5, and 6 weeks, twice a week. Then you should go to once a week, and then maybe once or twice a month. If you're doing this twice a week for 6 months, it's not working. Mm-hmm. So, and I thought that was very honest too.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something, you keep going, and you know, and it's, unfortunately, it's not covered by insurance, which is fine.
But you know what? Some insurances are covered, you know, and that's what's actually kind of interesting. And it'll probably increase because I know that my insurance actually covers, because a lot of women I work with where they get their acupuncture done, it's covered.
Oh, really?
By insurance. Yeah. So I know that, and I think that that's interesting too. And even massage is getting covered by, you know, some of our insurance. And I think, you know, and, but my point is that, you know, these are things that, you know, were considered kind of like whatever, you know, and I think now though, it's becoming more of, you know, a great supplement. Listen, we're obviously there's certain times you need medicine, right? We're not like, but I think that
I could never go for this and not take.
Right. But I mean, supplement. And I think the important is the, you know, working together of it, you know, and we've had doctors on the show before that have actually talked about that and how important it is to kind of have that like interlocking, you know, of the two, you know, kind of worlds, which I think is great. And I hope it works. And I like to hear that.
The mission, John, is to alleviate or minimize your pain that you're having.
Right. I have the cancers in my spine. And so it's rubbing on my nerves in my spine. Right. So that causes pain in walking and whatever.
Right.
But that's the acupuncture. The cancer itself is 100% stable, which is the positive. But where it is, it
causes long-term ongoing discomfort. Let's put it that way.
Right.
More than discomfort, pain.
Peter knows much more about it than I do. But if they radiate that spot.
Yeah.
To shrink it, you also run the risk of it
coming.
And then, so it's like, this is the best of all worlds at this point in time. So, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's great, John. Listen, and, you know, John sits here, he gives credit to everyone, you know, on this show, but I'm going to have to flip it back to John, and I probably will cry because I feel it already, you know, but you're a shining example of, you know, being positive and trying new things. You know, John's been through a rough road. Through for years now. And I think that the fact that you are willing to try these new things, you know, and I get these texts from him and he's always trying to be upbeat, you know, about certain things. And I think that that's a testament to who you are. So,
well, he's the poster child there, as far as I'm concerned. All right. He's a big child, of course, but he's a poster child. No question about it. I mean, if anybody handles adversity like John has been handling it, you know, I'm sure John has, you have your days and
Peter's in the office with me right now.
He's I mean, that would not be normal.
Peter's like, I've seen those days. Yeah. No, but it's true. But, you know, and listen, everyone's entitled for those days and it wouldn't be normal. You know, if we can't, like I said, we can't all walk around, you know, skipping, you know, and, you know, flying on clouds all day long. But,
you know, this is a pretty open discussion for a public radio.
I know, we forget that's our
television
forum. We're on air sometimes.
talking about the real stuff in life, basically, is what this comes down to. This is not a scripted show. Yeah. You know, we're kind of just sitting here. If we had glasses of wine in front of us, it'd be like we were in.
I'd be probably crying even more.
Yeah.
No, but it's true. And these are, listen, these are real life, you know, you're right, Otto. And, you know, we laugh because we forget sometimes that we're, you know, frankly being recorded. We just think we're, you know, catching up and
having a little life chat, a little Friday morning chat is Dan.
Yeah, right. We're just, you know, recapping our week.
This is everybody's therapy.
But it's real life stuff, you know, and, you know, that's, you hit the nail on the head, Otto. It's stuff that everyone, you know, has gone through or knows someone or has a varying, you know, can relate to. And the bottom line, at the end of the day, the goal of the show always is to make someone feel better, educate them, you know, give them some tips and suggestions, and, you know, whatever you take from it. And I think that that's really kind of how, what this show has evolved to. And I wouldn't want it any other way. So.
Yeah. And I think we all understand that we are not in la la land. It sounds like it sometimes. And we do realize, you know, we realize there are people out there who have really serious yeah. problems, and I empathize with them. You know, there's a lot of hard stuff that goes on in life, and you know, we can't fix all of that, but we can, try a little bit, but you know, right. But I think we all three and Dan all understand that there are people who are have some serious issues and some serious problems, and I guess all you can hope is that you do the best you can under the circumstances that you are given.
Absolutely.
You know, nobody asks you. My father always, he had stomach cancer, and he went on for quite a long time. To the point where you know, he lost a lot of weight and the whole thing that goes along with it. But he said to me, no, you know, I'd feel bad for him. And he'd say, well, nobody ever asked him how this was going to evolve. And it is what it is. And he had a great attitude. And I think we talked about the mentoring. I think some of that obviously rubbed off on me along the way, you know. I'm not in that position right now, fortunately, but I will be. You know, who the hell knows what's coming? And you right. can't worry about that. You know, that's why I'm a big one day at a time.
Totally. I know it's cliche, yeah. but listen, the amount of times if I had a dollar for every time I said one day at a time.
Well, it's a fact. I mean, you know, if you project out every circumstance in your life, you might as well get a gun and get it over with to be cold about it. All right. That's not the way it works. You get one day at a time as a blessing. And then let's see where we go.
You know,
after that.
I know. And, you know, I say, listen, I'm a queen of all saying fake it till you make it, you know, so it's really a lot of times you have to, I'm a firm believer of, like, you know, trying to put that thought out there. And I get it. Listen, I am guilty all the time of getting down or worried or stressed. You know, but I think I actively, and it's work, you know, Otto says it all the time, you work to do it. So you got to try. At the end of the day, it's Friday, the sun is shining, and it is National Plant a Flower Day. So it's even more reason to kind of, you know, be sunshiny about it. So that's how
we're done. So this has been another great show. I think I want to leave it with, in the town of North Hempstead, nobody is alone. If you want help, there's always somebody here with a helping hand to help you out. If you want to stay alone, that's your business, but you don't have to be. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you all next week.